It is what it is with Sean Balijan.
I was violated.
Listen anywhere with the iHeartRadio app. Get it now at ESPN961.com.
Don't act like you're not impressed.
It is what it is with Sean Balijan.
Now, whose ball is that? It's that guy.
On ESPN 961.
Hey, glad you could join us. ESPN 961. This is a great week across the state of Michigan if you're a hockey fan. Well, who's kidding who? If you're a hockey fan, every week's a great week. Where's Badger Bob? But Ferris State Bulldogs getting ready for the WCHA postseason playoffs. Of course, a lot of teams all over the state getting ready for quarterfinals and trying to punch their ticket to CompuWare Arena across Division 1, 2, and 3. Kind enough to talk to last spring. It's been far too long since we've talked to him, but what better time to talk to him about not only what's going on with the season, but looking ahead to the WCHA playoffs. The voice of Ferris State, Dominic Hennig, kind enough to join us here on ESPN 961. First of all, Dominic, nice to catch up with you again, my friend. You are on ESPN 961.
You know, I heard you say this to a few people today, and I really like it, Sean. I like the "it's the best day ever" line. I'm going to start using that from now on.
It really is the greatest day ever, though. You have to think that way. You really do have to think that way, don't you? It just makes life so much easier. Hey, talk to me about what's going on this weekend, man. You know, obviously you guys were fighting to get that home ice, if you will. Fell just a little short, but a winnable matchup this weekend. Is that safe to say, my friend?
Absolutely. So it's a best of three series on the road in central Minnesota at Bemidji State University. We just had them here in Big Rapids 2 weeks ago. A loss on Friday night at 2-1, a tie on Saturday night 1-1. However, you of all people know Sean is the color guy for the Whalers in the Ontario Hockey League. Anybody could beat anybody on any given day, and that's why hockey is one of, if not the greatest sports on planet Earth.
No doubt about that. And, you know, here's the interesting thing about this. You know, for people out there that are interested, the 7:37, that's Central Time. So what, 8:37? Is my math correct? Is that
oh, right? You're right.
Okay, just want to make sure. 8:37 on Friday, 8:07 on Saturday, and obviously, if necessary, and let's hope it isn't, 6:07 on Sunday. What was the tiebreaker? How did the tiebreaker work itself out?
Well, in terms of, if you're talking about the conference regular season, in terms of where people ended up in the standings, is that where you're going with it?
Mm-hmm. Yep, absolutely.
The tiebreaker comes down to a head-to-head, only if you played two series, both at their arena and then at your arena. Because if you only play the two games in one arena, then you really can't say it's fair to go head-to-head. So the second tie-breaking rule, and what's funny about this, Sean, is Ferris State Hockey's head coach, Bob Daniels, actually wrote this tiebreaker rule. So it's ironic you bring this up today. But he said he wasn't happy with it 2 years ago when the conference realignment happened. The conference said, well, Bob, draw one up and send it our way, and we'll go from there, and stuck with the conference. So you have a series, both series. If you play in both arenas, then a tiebreaker goes down to head-to-head. But if you only played one series in one arena, which was the case in this scenario with Bemidji State and Ferris, then it goes to the amount of wins in conference play. And so Ferris State won the league last year. They're the 2014 McNaughton Cup champions for the regular season. And then made it to Van Andel, where the final five was, and, you know, pretty good crowds there at Van Andel. Well, this year it's going to St. Paul at the Xcel Energy Center, home of the Minnesota Wild. So it's a best of three series here in this first round of the WCHA playoffs. 1-4 hosts 5-8. And then 9 and 10 drop out in the conference standings. And so then you go your best of three this weekend, and then the four winners go to the Xcel Energy Center next week. And hopefully that's Ferris State making the trip from Bemidji. We might actually, if it goes to Sunday, game three on Sunday, Ferris might stay in Minnesota because they're going to have to go right to St. Paul anyways Thursday to stay there for the week, which I wouldn't mind a nice short little vacation up there for a week.
Exactly. No doubt about that. Dominic Hennig, kind enough to join us here on ESPN 961. Hey, talk to me about this team a little bit. It was going to be hard to match what happened last year, but obviously there is a program in place up there in Big Rapids. Make no mistake about that. Tell us a little bit about this team for people that maybe haven't had the benefit to see them.
Yeah, Ferris State Hockey is seriously up there with, when you start thinking of college football or college basketball, you could think of the Michigan States. I'm a little I'm a little remiss to say the Michigan footballs right now, but in terms of program names, they're up there. They play in the same conference as Michigan, Michigan State, Ohio State, Notre Dame for the last, 30 years up until 2 years ago. Big Ten made their own conference with Penn State being added to the Division I level. And so Ferris State's had our conference realignment now. And so now Ferris is in the conference with Michigan Tech, Lake Superior, Northern Michigan, Bowling Green, a few Minnesota schools, Minnesota State, Bemidji State, and then the two Alaska schools as well, Fairbanks and Anchorage. And Ferris has won the league twice in the last 3 years up until this last week. And so I guess twice in the last 4 years now. They made it to the national championship game at the Division I level in 2012. And last year was a game that I'll never forget. It was a double overtime versus North Dakota and Cincinnati. And North Dakota had 12 NHL draft picks on their lineup. Ferris had zero at the time. And the Bulldogs are out shooting them like 48-20. Went to double overtime. Hit a three post at OT, Ferris State did, and North Dakota got that bounce. So Ferris almost went to their second Frozen Four in 3 years last year, and that just gives you a little bit of an example of what kind of hockey club and program there is up in Big Rapids. And pair that with, of course, you win hockey, you're going to have increased years of attendance, seven straight years of increased attendance at Ferris State hockey games as well. And so this program, not as successful this year. The record, I believe it was just below the 500 level, 16-19-2 this year. But, you know, when it comes to playoffs, any team can make it.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Hey, tell me about some of the guys on this team. I look at your goaltending situation. That is unique, to say the least. Could you expound on that?
Well, yeah, absolutely. C.J. Mott, his brother, Tyler, actually plays for the University of Michigan as a forward. Tyler Mott, and last year they played at Yost, Michigan versus Ferris. It was cool. It went to a shootout, and it actually made ESPN SportsCenter's top 10. Tyler shooting on his brother, C.J. But C.J. Was up for a top 10 Hobey Baker finalist a year ago. That's like the Heisman Trophy of college football. This year, just this past weekend, get this, Sean, C.J. Mott, Friday night, Ferris just got back from Sault Ste. Marie. They swept Lake Superior State down the road for the final regular season series. C.J. Mott on Friday tied the all-time winningest net minor in Ferris State hockey history. Mike Brown, who played up until 2003 at Ferris, with 63 wins. Saturday night, last game of the year, 3-0 shutout, his 15th career shutout, to achieve the all-time winningest net minor in Ferris State hockey history. 64 wins, goaltender C.J. Mott. So he's obviously up there with some of the best in college hockey, and of course the best now in Ferris State hockey history, and it's right here in front of us watching history develop.
That's awesome. Dominic Koenig, of course, our guest here on ESPN 961. Games this Friday, 8:37. This Saturday, 8:07. And again, if necessary, on Sunday at 6:07. All across the Ferris State network, is that the best way to say it, Dom?
We like to say Bulldog Sports Radio Network, but whatever.
Okay, you can do that. You can do that. Hey, talk to me about some of the guys up front. Gerald Mayhew, I think I mentioned this to you before. I saw him win a state title with Wyandotte Roosevelt. They're playing in the Division III playoffs right now. He's up there. Matt Robertson, what's working for the guys up front?
Yeah, absolutely. Mayhew was actually I think we talked about this too last spring, was actually the player of the year, Mr. Hockey for the high school level when you were watching him. And so a few times, like if he gets a goal or something on the bus ride home, the team will be giving it to him. Hey, Mr. Hockey. So all good fun there. Mayhew was huge for us last year. In the last four games and the games that mattered, running deep into the playoffs in the NCAA tournament as a freshman, he was scoring a goal a game and getting game winners. And so not as successful this year, but as a sophomore, he's second on the team in points, 21, 1 point behind Robertson, who has 22. And Robertson comes from California. A lot of people don't realize that. There's a lot of California boys at the Division I level. Now we have three guys on the team alone that come from California. So a lot of good hockey coming from there. Gerald Mayhew, a sophomore from the Wyandotte, Michigan area, kind of close to you where you're at right now. He'll be successful here for this program long to come. And the reason why Mayhew was more successful last year, Sean, was because he was a freshman playing against freshman lines. Now he's a sophomore. He is playing in basically where the seniors are positioned against other seniors. And you might say he's second on the team in points, and that's a successful season, but it's nowhere close to the season that he was having last year. And people always wondered why, and it really is a huge comparison or a huge difference in the type of players he's playing line or shift in and shift out every single game now.
How do you guys match up with these guys? What do you look for? I'm not going to ask you to make a prediction or anything like that, but what do you look for in this series?
Well, they're very similar to Ferris State in terms of your athletic departments as well. Division II athletic department, Division I hockey. So hockey is the big boys on the campus there. But in terms of the game, they're a quick team, and we're a better defensive team, and I think we have a better net-finding position as well under C.J. Mott. Their goaltender, Michael Bitzer, he's a freshman. He has better numbers. The problem with Mott, though, here for us is our backup goaltender got hurt in the summer. So we've actually been playing with a third-string goalie, and Mott has played every minute of every game this year. So he never really has had a chance to get a break or get a rest in. I mean, think about it. That's a long season on a goalie to be focused that many games every single night or every single weekend, I guess, if you will. So in terms of hockey, and if Ferris needs what they need to do to get the win, Mott needs to continue to play his All-American and Hobie Baker-type status. And we need to get goal scoring by committee. I saw it on Friday night. We had a freshman score, a sophomore score, a junior score, a forward and a D. 1-4-1 empty nets, but it was scoring by committee. And that needs to happen, especially in playoffs. Although, you know, playoffs are typically one-goal games. You need to find a way to get your scoring by committee if Ferris State wants to get the victory here, or at least win two of three, especially on the road in a long trip to Bemidji State this weekend.
Hey, man, I just wanted to give you guys some love. You know, we talked to you last year. Obviously, we talked to Coach Daniels as well. Best of luck to the Bulldogs. I you know, this is a great week, as we talked about, and I know you follow the O as well. You got the OHL playoffs starting. You got the tournament going on right now. You guys have the WCHA playoffs. Best of luck to you, Dom. Hopefully, we catch up next week, and we can talk about a lot more hockey, my friend.
Yeah, and if you don't mind real quick, Sean, I have to give a plug to our men's basketball team who just won the GLIAC playoffs last night at Lake Superior State on the road. And so that now means Ferris football won the league 11-0 this year, Ferris volleyball won the league, Ferris basketball won the playoff championship, and if you date back to last spring, hockey won the league in March. So football, basketball, hockey, volleyball, all champions in one calendar year. The athletic department at Ferris State is really rolling right now, and we're asking all fans to jump on board.
Outstanding. Good stuff, Dom. Hey, enjoy the trip. Have a great call, and best of luck to the Bulldogs, my friend.
My pleasure, Sean. Have a great day.
Outstanding. Dominic Koenig, kind enough to join us here on ESPN 961.